Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
What's going on? Oh, thank you.
Apaya! 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 Apaya!
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Boop,
at the
sucker.
Club 1080. Souk and Rob's passion are over.
Right in the butt.
Passion at the club.
Yeah, flags!
They fell in
Caitlin
love.
Clark is white.
Take that for data.
You want some pull?
Yeah, give me some pull.
I don't want your life.
You trust balls, yeah! You, the nerdy people, no! America, yeah. Uneducated beer, man!
Football's football, and the only way to get better at it is to play football.
God bless people.
God bless... Wait, what'd you say? God bless people?
God bless people.
Oh, all right.
Giving us all that...
All that content.
All that content. I was walking my dog this morning, and you know where people put the free stuff out on the curb?
Yeah.
You know, and it's...
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
No.
Oh, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
I don't mind that at all.
Never once has anyone put anything out there worthwhile. Because if you did...
I have
you really?
Yeah.
And people come and take it?
Oh, hell yeah.
What have you put out that's worthwhile?
The last thing I put out that I thought was... Fine, I just didn't want to go through the trouble of selling it because people are,
yeah.
To your point.
Oh, it's nightmarish.
They're awful.
Yes.
They're like, oh, will you deliver it? Oh, yeah. How about we $15 instead?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Dude, just take it.
Yeah.
It was an outdoor patio table.
Really?
Decent shape.
So you just put it out there, put free.
We swapped ours out. Yeah, I just put a little, I put it out at the curb there. And it's usually gone within a couple hours.
Because the stuff I see on my walks are just... The most ridiculous things in the world. And today I saw the crown jewel of all.
What was it?
A taken apart, deconstructed, so the tank was taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Well used toilet. Someone
nice.
Had the unmitigated gall to put this out on the curb.
Oh, you took a picture?
I took a picture. Look at that. Are you kidding me right now? You took out your old crappy-ass toilet.
Are you kidding me?
With the tank
me?
Not attached and just threw
me?
That on the curb with a cheap cardboard sign that said free. I've got the poo in my hands. Really?
It doesn't look that bad.
What?
What? It doesn't
Who?
Look... Well, I can't
Who?
See inside.
Who is coming to take that toilet?
Dude, I guarantee you that thing's gone.
I'm going back to check tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
You
it's
think
gone.
Someone's coming
yes.
to take that toilet?
100%.
Someone's going to come along and
yes.
think to themselves,
oh,
use
yeah.
toilet? I'm taking that?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. They'll drop it in like a rental or something. They will. People do this all the time. Dude, those things aren't cheap.
Toilets?
People want to save money.
They're like $60.
It's a lot of money.
You don't even, I
yeah,
mean,
somebody will get that. Because that doesn't look that bad. What? I don't know why the tank's off of it.
I don't even see it. But that's my point is I don't even see a tank.
It's behind it.
No, that's the lid.
Oh. Where?
I,
yeah.
I don't
where's
know.
The
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Somebody will take it. Trust me.
I will see. Because I walked by there. Now I got to go back and see. But I thought to myself, you cheap son of a bitch. Like, really? You can't throw away a toilet? You're going to put that
well,
on
I
the
think
curb
that, don't
for,
you think
for us all to have to walk by?
Don't you think people don't know what to do with it? You know, like this happens to me all the time
yeah.
where I want to get rid of something and I don't really know how to do it.
Well,
so I just throw it under the house.
Well, that happens. But here's my thing.
Like we talked about this, the old windows.
Yeah, the old window. You
the old windows.
Do.
I have old hoses. I have old
Well, that was nice. This weekend, I told you they do it once a year. Whatever the waste connections or whatever, the dump people, the garbage people, they have an event at the high school where you can just bring whatever you want for free and people get rid of it. And it's always stuff like that. Because I do it every year. This year I threw away an old boat. I had an old boat that was sitting there that was no longer any good. And I was like, what do you do? I took it there. They took it. They'll take anything. And you see people with all kinds of random stuff. But you know what you, like, you don't put an item that you have spent years defecating in. Like, seriously.
Some guys do.
Someone has taken how many dumps have gone down in that toilet and you just throw it on the curb? It's literally on the sidewalk. I had to walk around someone's used feces today. That is not okay.
Well, maybe it's clean.
Really?
Well, you can clean a toilet, you know.
And by the way, it wasn't a bad-looking house either.
Well, it's not a bad-looking toilet. If I do say so myself, I kind of want it.
Would you want it? You going to head over to the
Well,
coop?
No, but if I had a bunch of rentals and crap that I didn't care about, I'd throw it a used toilet. Hell yeah.
Just.
Let's go. Just all you need is a ring, right?
Just, yeah, I guess it will, and possibly a tank.
Possibly
a tank. I don't know.
I'd make my own. I'd make it a fish tank. It'd be great. Be cutting edge.
Just, for heaven's sakes, people, just throw
See,
it away.
See, I think, yeah, but how? You don't, like, that's the thing.
You can't
think,
throw it in the, like, we have, no. That would fit in a garbage can.
I don't think people think they can throw a big porcelain toilet in the garbage can. Mm. And I'm not even sure you can do that. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it.
I throw it. You know,
does that go to the dump?
I do this sometimes, because if I'm ever not certain if something can be thrown away, you know what I do? I put it at the bottom of the trash can.
And then you hide it.
I don't want to face the shame of the garbage man. Once in a while, I'll get a note on my garbage saying that I can't, like, you know, I can't recycle this. I can't throw this away.
I've gotten one of those.
And then I feel shame and like, oh, God, they're judging me. So I hide. I either wrap some trash bags around it and I stuff it and hide it. And then I just, like, you know, I figure chances are the garbage guy's not going to be too picky about it. But I've had a thing or two rejected. But a toilet? You just leave it
out. Well, like this guy says, when you bought your house, you used the toilets that are already in there.
Oh, no.
Somebody else pooped in those.
No.
Well, but
first
you have, though.
First thing you do when you move into a house is you change out the toilets.
I don't do that. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
We do?
Hold on.
There's a situation.
So Buckley just said in our headsets, we have significant sports death.
Oh, my God, I see it. And by the way, you kind of predicted this.
Yeah, because we had Jerry West, Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, you were like, who's the third?
We got the
third. Who died?
And by the way, this is the biggest of the three.
This would be 93-year-old Say Hey Kid Willie Mays.
Oh.
By the way, there was a reason.
Well, I'm not so sad because he was 93.
Again. After 85, it is no longer sad. You won life.
I thought it was going to be a shocking death.
No,
like Kobe Bryant.
93, hell of a run.
And there was something coming up where Willie Mays said that he wasn't going to attend it. There was, I forget what it was. There was some.
Well, it would have been a big anniversary of the shot heard around the world, which was 54. He was a rookie on that team.
Maybe that's what it was. There was something, there was a big event, and they were saying that Willie Mays wouldn't attend, and obviously I'm guessing that he was battling something again, battling 93 years of age, but some say the greatest baseball player of all time, and 93, you won life. And
greatness.
Buck named his
kid
after him.
That's right.
Willie lives on.
That's right.
In Buck's household. What's his name? Mays?
Mays.
Which, by the way,
after Billy Mays.
Not named after Billy Mays.
Wouldn't that be someone if someone named it after Billy Mays? And the ShamWow or... Oh, he's OxyClean. The ShamWow was the hooker guy. Yeah, you don't want him. You want Billy... Yeah, Billy was the OxyClean, although he did a lot of blow.
24-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glover.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
The fact that you came up with Mays, that is it's a masterstroke. It almost redeems you from having your cowardly dog named Posey. The Mays thing is that's a kick-ass name. That's a good one that you get to tell your son as he grows up who you named after, because Willie Mays was just beloved by everyone.
He was the dude.
He was the dude.
Yeah, the garbage bro is in, and he says that now they have the big claw machine, you know, that takes the trash, like picks it up.
Yeah,
like that would, it's too heavy. If you have the toilet in there.
Oh, it's no good?
Yeah, the claw machine's going to be like, hey, what the hell's this? And then the guy's going to have to get out, and then he is going to curse you.
Yeah.
He's going to dig through there and be like, what the hell are you doing, pal?
Well, you know what the answer to that is? Not putting it out. You can't put a toilet. I'm telling you right now, if feces is involved, you can't put it out for free. You can't. If I put a couch out, I was like, hey, by the way, I took several dumps on that couch. Like, no one's taking that couch.
Johnny Depp's couch?
Yeah. Amber Heard's been
on
that
thing. Yeah, I mean, I disagree. I think that somebody's going to take it. Like, that's what you want, right?
I'm going to have to go by tonight.
Yeah, I bet you it's gone.
Because it's only like 4 or 5 blocks from my house. I'm going to drive by that tonight and see if the toilet...
My guess is it's gone. We will reconvene on Thursday's club, and I will have a head count of black people at the Vampire Weekend show in Bend.
The toilet.
And we'll find out if the toilet is still there.
There was a chair that someone had left out right by Mountain View High School. It was like a... You know, like your grandmother's like living room chair, kind of really high back, you know, almost ornate. Yeah. It was like a, like why would you ever sit in that chair? And it sat in the rain. It was like they put it out like in the fall. That thing sat on the curb for probably 2 months. And every time I walked by it, I was like, oh my God, that is still there. I don't know. I kind of want to know what happened to it. But you think about all the mold and just gross funk that that thing accumulated from like October till Thanksgiving, just sitting there. And I thought that like...
And somebody took it.
I'm guessing that someone came along finally and mercifully like set it on fire or something. There's no way someone took that and was like, yeah, it's
gonna
be my
chair.
I'll
be honest with you, dude. I've never sat something out on the corner. I do it from time to time. I've never had it not go.
Huh.
In a day.
I've never said anything out.
Now, I do live on kind of a busy street. There's a lot of traffic. And that matters.
Yeah.
But generally, somebody be like, oh, all right, I'll throw that in the back.
People love free. I've never done it in my life.
It's a great way to get rid of stuff.
I'm like anti it.
We'll put something out there, and then if it doesn't get taken, we'll put something on either like Nextdoor or Craigslist that says first come, first serve, come and get it. And then it's gone immediately.
Well, the other thing, too, is somebody mentions you can grease your garbage guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, you should anyways. Tip your garbage man.
Things will disappear.
Yeah.
Or garbage woman, in my case.
It's another one, too. Like, do not put out your gross mattress. Don't do that.
Yeah, that happens.
It's vile. Where it's just like, I don't even know what the color and the texture of it is. It's like the paper that the Constitution's written on. It's just a weird off yellow. You know, it's just your body funk seeping into that over the years. Don't do that. Under any circumstances, do not put out your gross, used, stained mattress. For God's sakes. We're not animals, people. Actually, some of us are.
All right. A film from 1987, a classic, is getting a sequel. We'll tell you what that is next on The Fan.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, classic movie, 1987, the year you were 10?
87, yeah. So I was born in 78. So 9.
9 or possibly 10?
Yeah, depending on when it came out.
I was a little more, I was a little older.
You were a little seasoned.
A little more seasoned. Probably had already done it by then.
I'm looking at all the movies in 1987.
Actually, I was 12.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
Mannequin. Full Metal Jacket. Did you see the Full Metal
Great
Jacket
movie.
Thing? How stupid like we are now. Like, we do the dumbest crap. So now if you go to like rent it on Amazon or whatever, the logo from Full Metal Jacket is Private Joker, Matthew Modine's helmet. Right? That's just, and it says Full Metal Jacket. That's the movie poster or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have now edited out the Born to Kill on his helmet.
Oh.
Are you
too sensey?
How have you seen Full Metal Jacket? That's the whole point. Is he has Born to Kill on his helmet and then the peace button on his helmet? That's the one of the whole points of the movie. And we apparently now are so sensey that we can't have that on our movie poster, like if someone's scrolling through Amazon.
Screw the learned people! No!
We're so stupid.
Wait, what? Is he ahead of us? Oh, he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Buckley's ahead of us.
Look at this. Edmonton now. McDavid scored 3-0.
Drag him back to Alberta.
Drag him back to Alberta. We got a series, baby.
Oh.
For those that don't know the reference, this is what the Oilers players were saying after Game 4, that the energy and attitude in the building was so loud, all they got to do is find a way to drag these guys back to Alberta one more time.
Yeah.
Well, Alberta is where Oilers Kate lives.
Yes.
She's the one that flashed her up tops.
And made everyone in the hockey world happy. Because yeah.
Well, everyone in the world, really.
Let's be honest. Those things, those are great.
Yeah, nice fake bolt-ons.
Oh, they're fantastic.
So I had to play this before we get to the movie news. She spoke about...
She was getting some flack, and then she, you know, because people were trying to find out who she was, and then she popped up and did an interview, and then, of course, everyone was now saying she's not hot.
So here's Oilers Kate.
Oilers girl. Actually, my name's Kate, but here we are. So I've thought long and hard about what I wanted to say to everybody. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm at one of my favorite places right now. Come here to do some thinking, we'll call it. But I just wanted to say, you could be the most perfect, godly f***ing person in the world. You could save kittens from a river if they were drowning. Someone's still going to hate you. So you know what? At the end of the day, I got drunk and whipped my s*** out of an Oilers game and they went viral. F*** you if you don't like it. Woo! Go Oilers!
I, for one, love Oilers Kate.
Okay.
That's...
She thought long and hard about saying that.
It's fantastic. I got drunk and whipped my tees out. Yeah! Oilers Kate.
There was a hint of regret in there.
Yeah. But I'm not certain she's going to do it again, but...
She's doubling down.
She's smart. She started Oilers Kate OnlyFans.
Yeah, no kidding.
That thing would blow up.
Where was she, by the way? I didn't see that video.
Oh, she was like under a bridge somewhere outside.
Yeah, that's where she goes to smoke weed or
something?
That's
what it, I think that was the what she was intimating, yeah.
I got the impression from looking at Oilers Kate that Oilers Kate is in the nightlife industry, whether that is a waitress, a bartender.
Somebody said I think she works at a bar near the oil rigs or something.
How old
like
is
that.
She?
Oh, she looks probably 30, late 20s, early 30s. There's some miles on that. You know, I think if she is 28, I think there's that's maybe some hard living on that. You know, that's...
They got a bunch of haunts in Edmonton.
Well, I don't know. It's Edmonton.
I mean, I always think
of... I think the haunts are more on the coast.
Vancouver,
and then on the other side, you get Montreal.
Maybe Halifax.
Toronto. I'm not certain if, like... I don't know what a Moose Jaw 5 is compared to, you know, other things, but, you know, hey... Oilers Kate in Edmonton, that's a catch. If you're working out in Alberta, that's a great catch.
Hmm.
I mean, she's cute. A little sassy, likes the sauce, loves hockey, great up tops.
What's yeah, she said on that podcast that that's just what happens after like 8 Trulies at an Oilers game.
Yeah, she got a hand tattoo. Look, there's some bad decisions in there. She probably smells like Marlboro's and bad decision, maybe some regret mixed in, but I bet you Oiler Kate is a great time.
Apparently, Canadians are some of the most beautiful people in the world, according to a new study.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Pam Anderson famously was at a, I believe, a Toronto Argonauts game. Someone pulled a Brett Musburger, creeped on her in the camera, and, you know, Pam Anderson became like a...
That's right.
The ultimate sex symbol.
That's how she blew up.
She's hot, Canadians.
Yeah, this study was commissioned by a British-based swimwear company.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually pinpointed where in the world people are the most attractive. They analyzed Reddit posts searching for such terms as attractive, sexy, beautiful, handsome, gorgeous, good-looking, pretty, and hot.
Hmm.
And then they used AI technology with images... Independent Research Lab to visualize exactly what these attractive nations could look like. And Canada was ranked 5th most attractive in the world, beating Brazil, France, and Italy.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, have you been to Brazil? I don't know. Brazil's...
I haven't been to Brazil or France, but I have been to Italy. And, you know, I would say there's a chance Canada beats Italy. I mean, you know.
My number one that I felt totally inadequate at. Yeah, Brazil is bringing some serious heat. I go Spain. When I landed in Spain, I felt like everyone in Spain was good looking but me. Like, everybody. The Spaniards, they got it on lockdown. By the way, according to Vancouver Magazine, Canada's 10 hottest celebrities, Ryan Reynolds comes in at number one. And he is beautiful.
He's pretty hot.
Yeah. We got Rachel McAdams making that list.
Yeah.
Drake.
Drake
isn't
Drake.
Hot.
The right. Biebs. You got the Biebs
we
up there.
We got Biebs. Yeah. We got Shay Mitchell.
Pam Anderson.
She's from Pretty Little Liars. Well, I think they're going with right now, not of all time.
Yeah, because Biebs is looking a little haggard these days.
Well, and so is
Pam.
So is Pam. Anna Paquin would make that list. Ryan Gosling, for God's sakes.
Yeah, they have Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds.
Can I say, is it possible that
Gosling's Canadian?
The Canadian men hotter than the Canadian women?
It's possible.
They got a lot of hot dudes.
Ooh, Emmanuel Shrieky is Canadian?
Who's that?
She's the hot from Entourage. She was Sloane in Entourage.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe the Canadians are indeed bringing the heat. I don't know. I've never really thought much about it.
So the movie from 1987 that is getting a sequel, and this one...
They just redid Roadhouse.
Yeah, they
did. It's not a sequel. You're
Jake
saying,
Gyllenhaal. Yeah. Well, this is...
This is not a sequel. You're saying this is a... Or not a reboot. This is a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Okay. Hmm. Which means it's going to be terrible, but...
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I won't see it. But Josh Gad is going to star in it.
Oh, all right. I don't
and
mind.
He is
I don't
going
mind a little Josh Gad.
He will be producing with Mel Brooks Spaceballs.
Oh, my God. They're going to finally do it?
They're making a Spaceballs
spoof. Spaceballs 2?
Spaceballs.
The search for more money?
Well, it says here, so it's in development. It's at Amazon MGM Studios. Josh Gad will star in the film, produced with Brooks, and he helped write the screenplay with Benji Samet and Dan Hernandez. Mm. And then the director of Strays and Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, Josh Greenbaum, will be will
sounds
be
like
on
a
the
banger pool. Of a cast.
I don't know, man. This scares me, but at the same time, if Mel Brooks is involved, is there a chance this is good?
Yeah.
Because they
well, what's he yeah. now? 97? 98? Is he 100?
He's old as dirt. But the problem is
97.
Think about this, though. Candy, dead. Joan Rivers, dead.
He'll be 98 in 2 weeks. 10 days.
Did you know that this will be the first official Mel Brooks film to ever get a sequel?
Really?
That he directed? Yeah. Any film that he directed has not had a sequel. Until now.
Huh.
And Gad teased his involvement in the project early this month on Instagram, saying, "Just handed a film script that I think may be the funniest and best thing I've ever worked on, and I am so freaking excited."
Wow. Huh. Well.
And there's no word on when we'll be able to check it out.
A lot of the people are dead. Hopefully we can bring back Bill Pullman and Rick Moranis, because they're still alive. Lone Star and Dark Helmet. But... And it really does, because in the movie, they joke about it. Mel Brooks says, "And God willing, we'll all meet again in Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money." If it's not called Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money,
it needs to be.
They've missed the boat.
Well, Mel's not going to let that.
No.
I don't know. He's going to be 98. Maybe he would.
Yeah.
Like, how much do you really rely on a 98-year-old?
You're right. I think that's a telltale sign, if they're onto something, is the title.
The title. If that isn't the title, then we...
Then you know the studios come in and... Yeah. Screwed with everything.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. I am excited. Except what are the chances that Mel Brooks is dead before this actually comes out?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah, those are pretty high.
But that movie's hilarious.
Spaceballs stands up. That movie is spectacular.
One of my favorites.
It's so good. I mean, there's just so much. It's like Caddyshack. There's just too many quotable moments that you can... You know, I still do the ludicrous speed. Buckle up. Buckle this. They've gone to plaid. Suck to blow. I mean, there's a thousand of them.
We that, ain't found shit.
This
Have
may
you
be,
combed the desert? Man, we ain't found.
This may be a controversial statement. And I may be caught up in the moment. But I do believe
oh,
that Spaceballs is my fine. It's Mel Brooks' finest movie. It's my favorite Mel Brooks movie.
What else does he have?
Oh, dude, he's got so much. I mean, obviously, I think the people would probably go with Blazing Saddles as his number one.
Boy, I watched that the other day. It was on. That's on all the time. Have you noticed that? That's
Blazing Saddles?
Yeah. It's kind of around.
Really?
And boy, is it. It's rough. Cringy.
Yes. The stuff that you certainly couldn't make it today. There's no way that you can make it. But, I mean, Blazing Saddles, History of the World, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, The Producers.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I'm a Spaceballs guy. Spaceballs is Mel Brooks' finest movie.
Well, of those that you mentioned, there's no question.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if maybe there was something I was missing of Mel back in the day.
Look Who's Talking.
Oh, okay.
Love me.
That guy's funny.
Some Spaceballs.
All right. Listen, we've got Boeing news.
Oh, yeah?
More?
Yes. We have another whistleblower.
Is he dead yet?
Yeah. They killed him? Or
no.
Her?
But listen, guys. So the outgoing CEO is testifying in court.
Yeah.
Boeing. He admitted something today.
Ooh.
In court. Just as another whistleblower came forward.
Okay, now I'm very, very intrigued by this.
So we'll get to that next. Here's Buck. So, new Boeing news.
They've killed more people.
Well, they do kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
Both inadvertently and intentionally.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It is crazy to me that you're... own negligence and willful disregard for safety killed hundreds of people, and collectively nothing happened to anybody.
Well, you know, something did happen, Jason, because this guy, what's this guy's name?
I just like to point out, I know, again, you're not watching, that may be the filthiest goal that you will see. Holy
from old ass Corey Perry.
Crap.
So the CEO's name is David Calhoun, and he is outgoing. They're looking for a new CEO, but apparently they can't find one because no one wants to run that company.
I'll tell you what, I'll run it. What did that guy make?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. You can put me in charge of something. That's fine.
He did.
You can't do any worse.
So I mentioned it was court. It's not. It's a Senate hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He was up on Capitol Hill, and he turned around before his opening statement, and he apologized to the victims' families for the grief that they caused.
And then offered them $400 in flight coupons?
That would have been actually kind of
fitting. He's like, here's some coupons. By the way, there's some blackout dates on this. And look, I'm going to catch hell from the board on this, but you know what? Free drinks. Free drinks.
So Richard Blumenthal was grilling him, and his office said that there is a new current Boeing employee who has come forward as a whistleblower. They have identified the employee as Sam Mohawk.
What?
A quality assurance inspector for Boeing in Renton, Washington.
All right.
Mohawk alleges that he's not using his real name because they think he's going to get killed. He's going to get offed.
By the way, that's a great...
Like the other two guys.
That's a great pseudonym. It's... Or, like, I guess, alias? I mean, it's no Cream... what was it?
Steed Cream Roper.
Steed Cream Roper.
Yeah, baby!
I told some friends about that today. They had a real good laugh.
But Sam Mohawk... Nice to meet you, Sam Mohawk. By the way, Florida just scored again. This game is bananas.
It's nuts.
Mohawk alleges that Boeing is cutting corners by losing track of parts that have been labeled as non-conforming or not up to design standards. Sometimes these parts get a second chance because they can be fixed or were mislabeled, but often they should be discarded. Still, the parts sometimes end up in newly built airplanes, Mohawk told the senator.
So you got just broken down S that should be in the trash, and we're like, throw it in the new plane.
So this guy will be dead before too long.
100%.
But the side note about all of this that I think is being overlooked, although it is a headline, or at least it was earlier today on CNN, that this guy, Calhoun, admitted under oath that they retaliate against whistleblowers.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why would you?
He said that.
I mean, I guess you're under oath, so if it's true, you have to?
Well, yeah, he didn't want to lie. I'm looking for his quote.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrifying. You got two whistleblowers dead under weird circumstances, and you say that you admit that you go after whistleblowers?
Which is very illegal.
Well, we throw this,
you can't just admit
throw
to
this
that.
A-hole in jail.
Yeah, his quote says, "I know it happens." That's what he said.
God.
One of those, we don't condone it, but it happens.
Dude, I don't understand why these people are not really held accountable. It blows my mind. I mean...
Hey, the Senate's on it.
Sure they are.
Has anything ever come from a Senate hearing? In the history of Senate hearings?
A few books.
I guess. I still remember.
Who's that ex-Trumper? Kind of a hot... Who was out there?
Kind of a hot.
Yeah, remember the ex-Trumper lady who was kind of a hot, and she was, I don't know what she was on there for. She was testifying against,
somebody?
She wasn't testifying, but she was, I don't know. Some hot. I can picture her. She was on his staff.
I don't know.
McEnany?
Yeah.
What
was she testifying for?
Oh, I don't know.
Covering up who knows what. I remember the one that
Cassidy Hutchinson.
Cassidy Hutchinson.
Remember her?
No, I don't. Cassidy Hutchinson? Oh, yeah, here she is.
Or maybe it was... Yeah, no. McEnany is his ex-press secretary. Hmm. Cassidy Hutchinson was the witness in the January 6th hearings. That's what it was.
Okay.
She was in on meetings where she was shedding some light on... Trumpy,
yeah.
During January 6th.
I just remember
I
remember the one where they were doing the baseball hearings, and was it Waxman who was in charge
Henry
of that
Waxman,
thing?
Yeah.
Dude looked like
a little rat, and he was up there, and they had no idea what the hell they were talking about.
And Rafael Palmeiro's pointing his finger at people.
And then Joe Biden was up there, like younger Joe Biden, and he was talking about how steroids are the reason why he didn't make it further in baseball because guys that were cheating took him out.
Okay.
Like, zip it, Joe.
I did not remember that being a thing.
And then I remember they
chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," with everybody else.
They brought out the CEO of TikTok, and the Marjorie Taylor Greene and the idiot Boebert were trying to rank that.
People interviewing her had no idea what they were talking
about.
They're
like, "You just steal people's information? Is that what you do?" And the guy's like, "No, they sign up and give it to us. It's literally right there." And do they know that they're giving you all their info? Yeah, it literally says that when we sign up, you get
And
your
what
name.
Happens when Boebert? Well, we don't do that, so.
It's just... I'll tell you, the senators may be the dumbest human beings on the planet. I mean that. I'd rather have garbage men up there. It's embarrassing. Yeah, someone said, too big to fail.
Yeah,
job creators are allowed to kill a few people. It's true.
And lucrative corner cutting. That's right. That's right. It's a scary deal.
I love that he did. I was reading his quotes, though, that he did say, we are responsible for it. We need to do better. We're not going to, anything's going to happen to us, but, you know, hey, we know we have to do better. And yet we're all going to get on a Boeing airplane because we don't have any other choice. Only two airplane manufacturers.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, I regret to inform all of you that we will not be here tomorrow. Or maybe you don't want us here.
Yeah, I don't know. How
we won't be here. You know why? It's Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth. And Rob has to see a Vampire Weekend show, and I'm playing golf at a country club. So
yeah.
We're doing the whitest thing possible.
Yep.
Whoops.
Well, we're white guys.
It is true.
What do you want from us? What are you doing, Buck? Are you doing something cool?
No, because the daycare is also closed, so I'll be watching my kids.
Yeah, it is a federal holiday.
Yeah, but not everyone gets it off.
No, but the banks will be closed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Buck's scrotum will be closed.
It already is, thankfully. It'd be a bummer if I was walking around with an open scrotum.
I'm going to a Broadway show tonight over at the Keller. I'm going to see the Girl from North County, old Bob Dylan musical. How inappropriate would it be if I watched the third period of the Oilers-Panther game?
Well, you know someone else is doing it
on my phone during...
I don't know. Do you think someone else at the Broadway show is streaming the Oilers-Panthers game?
Guaranteed.
I'm not sure. In Portland?
Yes.
Would I be able to...
What's the show? The Bob Dylan?
The Girl from North County. Would I be able to make eye contact with the guy that's also... If I looked around, will we both see each other across the theater and be like, yeah, Yeah. We know.
Is that McDavid again? You see that?
Like when I stand up, like if McDavid scores a goal in the middle of a big like number,
you'll hear a murmur.
No, you know what it'll be? It'll be the silent fist pump that we saw earlier.
Yeah, you'll see somebody else. Come on, man.
It's possible that I get hit tonight by the BTJ if that happens. There's going to be a lot of, I can't believe you. And I'm going to have to respond with, yeah, you can believe it. You can believe that this is happening. My old man used to bring a TV to church. And not like a little TV either.
One of those little handheld TVs?
No, it was in a boombox.
What?
I still have it in my garage. It's a boombox.
And he brought it into the sanctuary.
And it's got like the two tape players. And then on one side, it's got a little... Like
I remember those.
It's got a little TV.
Did it work off antenna then?
Yes. Man. And my old man would sit in the back of church, like the last row, and he would plug that son of a bitch in, and he would watch the NFL.
And no one had problems with that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he had the antenna up and everything, and he would just sit there and lean back, and he would like have it by his feet. Or sometimes if he was bold and the reception was poor, he'd put it like on his lap. And then he'd bring the antenna up so you could see, like, the antenna sticking up above the pew.
God, that's great.
And one Robert N. Brown would sit in the back of the Mormon church and watch the NFL. And I was like, that Dude. Man is genius.
I would have gone to church more as a teenager if I could do that.
Totally. He's like, if I'm going to have to be here, I'm at least going to watch my team.
The man was an innovator. And, like, to this day, like, when he passed away, we were cleaning out a bunch of crap. And my kids had always heard that story. And we were like going through like the attic and cleaning out stuff. And I think it was my son saw it and is like, oh my God. He's like, is this the church TV? And I'm like, it is. He's like, well, you can't throw it away. So I still think it's like in my garage. And it's just, when you look at it now, it's just.
Well, you need to take it to the show tonight. What's the matter with you?
Bring up that big thing, black and white.
Hell
antenna
yeah.
Up. Let's go.
You know, some other dudes be jealous gathering around you, huddling around your TV.
Well, I mean, the third period's going to be going on right as the show starts. It'll be in the middle of, the times that are changing, and I'm going to be fist bumping like a champ, dragging him back to Alberta, baby!
Yeah, I guarantee you somebody else will be watching that.
I hope so. I'm going to try to make eye contact and figure it out.
Don't you think somewhere in any show, generally speaking, there's always somebody watching a game?
Right, probably.
Dudes, this is what we do.
Watching a game, but I don't know, the Edmonton Oilers Florida Panthers is pretty obscure for a Portland show.
Stanley Cup, baby. It's gotta be someone.
You might get one.
What if they're just watching a baseball game?
See, I think that's more likely.
Yeah, the M's still going on, right? M's Guardians?
They should be wrapped up now. Let's see.
It was 8-4 last I saw.
8-5 final.
Question will just be, how upset will the BTJ be with me?
Just tell her it's a great game.
She'll get over it.
All right, we're out of here. No show tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday. Up next is Hot Corner with Harris and Joe. We'll see you Thursday, 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, new Boeing news.
They've killed more people.
Well, they do kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
Both inadvertently and intentionally.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It is crazy to me that your own negligence and willful disregard for safety killed hundreds of people, and collectively nothing happened to anybody.
Well, you know, something did happen, Jason, because... This guy, what's this guy's name?
I just like to point out, I know, again, you're not watching. That may be the filthiest goal that you will see. Holy
from old ass Corey Perry.
Crap.
So the CEO's name is David Calhoun, and he is outgoing. They're looking for a new CEO, but apparently they can't find one because no one wants to run that company.
I'll tell you what, I'll run it. What did that guy make?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. You can put me in charge of something. That's fine.
He did.
You can't do any worse.
So he's, I mentioned it was court. It's not. It's a Senate hearing. Mm-hmm. He was up on Capitol Hill, and he turned around before his opening statement, and he apologized to the victims' families for the grief that they caused.
And then offered them $400 in flight coupons? Was that what
that would have been actually kind of fitting.
He's like, here's some coupons. By the way, there's some blackout dates on this. And look, I'm going to catch hell from the board on this, but you know what? Free drinks.
So Richard Blumenthal was grilling him, and his office said that there is a new current Boeing employee who has come forward as a whistleblower. They have identified the employee as Sam Mohawk.
What?
A quality assurance inspector for Boeing in Renton, Washington.
All right.
Mohawk alleges that Boeing... He's not using his real name because they think he's
going to get killed.
He's going to get off.
By the way, that's a great...
Like the other two guys.
That's a great pseudonym. It's... Or, like, I guess, alias. I mean, it's no cream. What was it?
Steed Cream Roper.
Yeah, baby.
I told some friends about that today. They had a real good laugh.
But Sam Mohawk, nice to meet you, Sam Mohawk. By the way, Florida just scored again. This game is bananas.
It's nuts.
Mohawk alleges that Boeing is cutting corners by losing track of parts that have been labeled as non-conforming or not up to design standards. Sometimes these parts get a second chance because they can be fixed or were mislabeled, but often they should be discarded. Still, the parts sometimes end up in newly built airplanes, Mohawk told the senator.
So you got just broken down S that should be in the trash, and we're like, throw it in the new plane.
So this guy will be dead before too long.
100%.
But the side note about all of this that I think is being overlooked, although it is a headline, or at least it was earlier today on CNN, that this guy, Calhoun, admitted under oath that they retaliate against whistleblowers.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why would you?
He said that.
I mean, I guess you're under oath, so if it's true, you have to?
Well, yeah, he didn't want to lie. I'm looking for his quote.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrifying. You got two whistleblowers dead under weird circumstances, and you say that you admit that you go after whistleblowers?
Which is very illegal.
Well, we throw this.
You can't just admit
throw
to
this
them.
A-hole in jail.
Yeah, his quote says, "I know it happens." That's what he said.
God,
one of those. We don't condone it, but it happens.
Dude, I don't understand why these people are not really held accountable. It blows my mind. I mean,
hey, the Senate's on it.
Sure, they are.
Is anything ever come from a Senate hearing? In the history of Senate hearings,
like maybe a few books.
I guess I still remember.
Who's that ex-Trumper? Kind of a hot. Who was out there?
Kind of a hot.
Yeah, remember the ex-Trumper lady who was kind of a hot, and she was. I don't know what she was on there for. She was testifying against.
Somebody?
She wasn't testifying, but she was. I don't know. Some hot. I can picture her. She was on his staff.
I don't know.
McEnany?
Yeah.
What
was she testifying for?
Oh, I don't know.
Covering up who knows what? I remember the one that
Cassidy Hutchinson.
Cassidy Hutchinson.
Remember her?
No, I don't. Cassidy Hutchinson? Oh, yeah, here she is.
Or maybe it was... Yeah, no. McEnany is his ex-press secretary. Yeah. Cassidy Hutchinson was the witness in the January 6th hearings. That's what it was.
Okay.
She was in on meetings where she was shedding some light on Trumpy during January 6th.
I just remember I remember the one where they were doing the baseball hearings, and was it Waxman who was in charge
Henry
of that
Waxman,
thing?
Yeah.
Dude looked like
a little rat, and he was up there, and they had no idea what the hell they were talking about.
And Rafael Palmeiro's pointing his finger at people.
And then Joe Biden was up there, like younger Joe Biden, and he was talking about how steroids are the reason why he didn't make it further in baseball because guys that were cheating took him out.
Okay.
Like, zip it, Joe.
I did not remember that being a thing.
And then I remember they
chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," with everybody else.
They brought out, like, even recently, they brought out the CEO of TikTok, and the Marjorie Taylor Greene and the idiot Boebert were rank that.
People interviewing her had no idea what they were talking
about. They're like, "You just steal people's information? Is that what you do?" And the guy's like, "No, they sign up and give it to us. It's literally right there." And do they know that they're giving you all their info? Yeah, it literally says that when we sign up, you get
And
your
what
name.
Happens when... Well, we don't do that, so...
It's just... I'll tell you, the senators may be the dumbest human beings on the planet. I mean that. I'd rather have garbage men up there. It's embarrassing. Yeah, someone said, too big to fail.
Yeah,
job creators are allowed to kill a few people. It's true.
And lucrative corner cutting. That's right. That's right. It's a scary deal.
I love that he did. I was reading his quotes, though, that he did say, we are responsible for it. We need to do better. We're not going to, anything's going to happen to us, but, you know, hey, we know we have to do better. And yet we're all going to get on a Boeing airplane because we don't have any other choice. Only two airplane manufacturers.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, I regret to inform all of you that we will not be here tomorrow. Or maybe you don't want us here.
Yeah, I don't know. How
we won't. We won't be here. You know why? It's Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth. And Rob has to see a Vampire Weekend show, and I'm playing golf at a country club. So
yeah,
we're doing the whitest thing possible.
Yep.
Whoops.
Well, we're white guys.
It is true.
What do you want from us? What are you doing, Buck? Are you doing something cool?
No, because the daycare is also closed, so I'll be watching my kids.
Yeah, it is a federal holiday.
Yeah, but not everyone gets it off.
No, but the banks will be closed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Buck's scrotum will be closed.
It already is, thankfully. It'd be a bummer if I was walking around with an open scrotum.
I'm going to a Broadway show tonight over at the Keller. I'm going to see the Girl from North County, old Bob Dylan musical. How inappropriate would it be if I watched the third period of the Oilers-Panthers game?
Well, you know someone else is doing it.
On my phone during...
I don't know. Do you think someone else at the Broadway show is streaming the Oilers-Panthers game?
Guaranteed.
I'm not sure. In Portland?
Yes.
Would I be able to
show, the Bob Dylan?
The Girl from North County. Would I be able to make eye contact with the guy that's also... If I looked around, will we both see each other across the theater and be like, we know.
Is that McDavid again? You see that?
Like when I stand up, like if McDavid scores a goal in the middle of a big like number.
You'll hear a murmur.
No, you know what it'll be? It'll be the silent fist pump that we saw earlier.
Yeah, you'll see somebody else. Come on, man.
It's possible that I get hit tonight by the BTJ if that happens. There's going to be a lot of, I can't believe you. And I'm going to have to respond with, yeah, you can believe it. You can believe that this is happening. My old man used to bring a TV to church, and not like a little TV either.
One of those little handheld TVs?
No, it was in a boombox.
What?
I still have it in my garage. It's a boombox.
And he brought it into the sanctuary.
And it's got like the two, it's got the two tape players, and then on one side it's got a little, like,
I remember those.
It's got a little TV.
Did it work off antenna then?
Yes. Man. And my old man would sit in the back of church, like the last row. And he would plug that son of a bitch in, and he would watch the NFL.
And no one had problems with that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he had the antenna up and everything, and he would just sit there and lean back, and he would, like, have it by his feet. Or sometimes if he was bold and the reception was poor, he'd put it, like, on his lap, and then he'd bring the antenna up so you could see, like, the antenna sticking up above the pew.
God, that's great.
And one Robert N. Brown would sit in the back of the Mormon church and watch the NFL. And I was like, that man is genius.
I would have gone to church more as a teenager if I could do that.
Totally. He's like, if I'm going to have to be here, I'm at least going to watch my team.
The man was an innovator. And, like, to this day, like, when he passed away, we were cleaning out a bunch of crap. And my kids had always heard that story. And we were, like, going through, like, the attic and cleaning out stuff. And I think it was my son saw it and is like, oh, my God. He's like, is this the church TV? And I'm like, it is. He's like, well, you can't throw it away. So I still think it's, like, in my garage. And it's just, when you look at it now, it's just...
Well, you need to take it to the show tonight. What's the matter with you?
Bring up that big thing, black and white.
Hell
antenna
yeah.
Up. Let's go.
You know some other dudes would be jealous, gathering around you, huddling around your TV.
Well, I mean, the third period's going to be going on right as the show starts. It'll be in the middle of, the times that are changing, and I'm going to be fist bumping like a champ, dragging him back to Alberta, baby.
Yeah, I guarantee you somebody else will be watching that.
I hope so. I'm going to try to make eye contact and figure it out.
Don't you think somewhere in any show, generally speaking, there's always somebody watching a game?
Right, probably.
Dudes, this is what we do.
Watching a game, but I don't know, the Edmonton Oilers Florida Panthers is pretty obscure for a Portland show.
Stanley Cup, baby. It's got to be something.
You might get one.
What if they're just watching a baseball game?
See, I think that's more likely.
Yeah, the M's still going on, right? M's Guardians?
They should be wrapped up now. Let's see.
It was 8-4 last I saw.
8-5 final.
Question will just be, how upset will the BTJ be with me?
Just tell her it's a great game.
She'll get over it.
All right, we're out of here. No show tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday. Up next is Hot Corner with Harris and Joe. We'll see you Thursday, 3-7 on the Fan. Good night. All right, well, I regret to inform all of you that we will not be here tomorrow. Or maybe you don't want us here.
Yeah, I don't know. How
we won't be here. You know why? It's Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth. And Rob has to see a Vampire Weekend show, and I'm playing golf at a country club. So
yeah,
we're doing the whitest thing possible.
Yep.
Whoops.
Well, we're white guys.
It is true.
What do you want from us? What are you doing, Buck? Are you doing something cool?
No, because the daycare is also closed, so I'll be watching my kids.
Yeah, it is a federal holiday.
Yeah, but not everyone gets it off.
No, but the banks will be closed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Buck's scrotum will be closed.
It already is, thankfully. It'd be a bummer if I was walking around with an open scrotum.
I'm going to a Broadway show tonight over at the Keller. I'm going to see the Girl from North County, old Bob Dylan musical. How inappropriate would it be if I watched the third period of the Oilers-Panther game?
Well, you know someone else is doing it
on my phone during...
I don't know. Do you think someone else at the Broadway show is streaming the Oilers-Panthers game? I'm not sure. In Portland?
Yes.
Would I be able to...
What's the show? The Bob Dylan?
The Girl from North County. Would I be able to make eye contact with the guy that's also... If I looked around, will we both see each other across the theater and be like, yeah, we know.
Is that McDavid again? You see that?
Like when I stand up, like if McDavid scores a goal in the middle of a big like number,
you'll hear a murmur.
No, you know what it'll be? It'll be the silent fist pump that we saw earlier.
Yeah, you'll see somebody else. Come on, man.
It's possible that I get hit tonight by the BTJ if that happens. There's going to be a lot of I can't believe you, and I'm going to have to respond with yeah, you can believe it. You can believe that this is happening. My old man used to bring a TV to church, and not like a little TV either.
One of those little handheld TVs?
No, it was in a boombox.
What?
I still have it in my garage. It's a boombox.
And he brought it into the sanctuary.
And it's got like the two tape players, and then on one side it's got a little it's got a little TV.
Did it work off antenna then?
Yes. Man. And my old man would sit in the back of church, like the last row. And he would plug that son of a bitch in, and he would watch the NFL.
And no one had problems with that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he had the antenna up and everything, and he would just sit there and lean back, and he would, like, have it by his feet. Or sometimes if he was bold and the reception was poor, he'd put it, like, on his lap, and then he'd bring the antenna up so you could see, like, the antenna sticking up above the pew.
God, that's great.
And one Robert N. Brown would sit in the back of the Mormon church and watch the NFL. And I was like, that man is genius.
I would have gone to church more as a teenager if I could do that.
Totally. He's like, if I'm going to have to be here, I'm at least going to watch my team.
The man was an innovator. And, like, to this day, like, when he passed away, we were cleaning out a bunch of crap. And my kids had always heard that story. And we were like going through like the attic and cleaning out stuff. And I think it was my son saw it and is like, oh my God. He's like, is this the church TV? And I'm like, it is. He's like, well, you can't throw it away. So I still think it's like in my garage. And it's just, when you look at it now, it's just.
Well, you need to take it to the show tonight. What's the matter with you?
Bring up that big thing, black and white. Hell yeah. Up. Let's go.
You know some other dudes would be jealous, gathering around you, huddling around your TV.
Well, I mean, the third period's going to be going on right as the show starts. It'll be in the middle of, the times that are changing, and I'm going to be fist bumping like a champ, dragging him back to Alberta, baby.
Yeah, I guarantee somebody else will be watching that.
I hope so. I'm going to try to make eye contact and figure it out.
Don't you think somewhere in any show, generally speaking, there's always somebody watching a game?
Right, probably.
Dudes, this is what we do.
Watching a game, but I don't know, the Edmonton Oilers Florida Panthers is pretty obscure for a Portland show.
Stanley Cup, baby. It's got to be someone.
You might get one.
What sure. If they're just watching a baseball game?
See, I think that's more likely.
Yeah, the M's still going on, right? M's Guardians?
They should be wrapped up now. Let's see.
It was 8-4 last I saw.
8-5 final.
Question will just be, how upset will the BTJ be with me?
Just tell her it's a great game.
Yeah, she'll get over it.
All right, we're out of here. No show tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday. Up next is Hot Corner with Harris and Joe. We'll see you Thursday, 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.